This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, When a Narcissist Knows That You Know Who They Really Are. Ooh, when you know who they really are behind the scenes, what happens when they know that you know? And if y'all see my new studio, I'm actually in Virginia for Thanksgiving and whatnot, so I'm in the car while the fam is in there sleeping and whatnot, so I'm shooting it in the car. I'm not living in my car. No, people like, y'all like to jump to damn assumptions, like, Lee shooting in the car again, he must have slept in there. No, I'm not sleeping in the damn car, y'all. Oh, weird. Like I was sleeping. Yeah, okay. y'all about to make the narcissistic robot have to reboot early. So when a narcissist knows that you know, typically there is a lot of narcissists, most narcissistic people have a fear of exposure and vulnerability and things like that. My sister-in-laws are like watching me film this video. So it's kind of weird, but I'm going to still go. Have a fear of exposure and things like that. So they typically try to avoid that exposure by, you know, having a good reputation and things like that. They typically try to avoid that exposure by, you know, doing good deeds for other people, posting a lot of happy pictures online and things like that, trying to make sure that their reputation precedes them, and the reputation that precedes them is a good reputation. But you know who they really are. You know, like, behind their reputation might not be a good person. They might be good to everybody else, but they might not be good to you. They might treat you horribly behind the scenes and things like that. So when they know that you know, they typically, like, the threat of exposure, when a narcissist thinks you're going to expose them, when they think you're going to expose them to the world, they typically launch a smear campaign on you. So now some of them will go silent and just let you talk to yourself and things like that. That's me. I'm the one who let you go. I'm the type of narcissistic person that will go silent and just let you just post stuff about me online, just mean stuff. Because in my mind, my reputation is so good that if you post stuff about me, people won't believe you. You know what I mean? That's how my mind used to work. I'm just like, well, it works that way now too. But definitely used to work that way. I was just like, my reputation is so good. I'm so good to so many people. I inspire so many people. Even before the social media stuff, I was inspiring people on my own personal Facebook. That people wouldn't believe you. They're like, wait, what? You know, so I'm not going to go back and forth arguing with you. I'll just let you talk to yourself. But some people will launch a smear campaign on you. When they think you're going to expose them because you know who they really are, they'll launch a smear campaign on you. They'll start bashing you, spreading rumors about you, spreading falsities and half-truths about you and stuff like that, trying to make sure that nobody can find out who they really are, or get people to question your credibility. You know what I mean? They'll say stuff like, I use my name in this personal right here. They're like, well, Lee actually a good person. Like, you know, and they told us that you were kind of crazy and they said you would do something like this. So if anything, he was being honest with us. Like, we're going to question you instead. So they do things like that all the time, y'all. So you yourself have to empower yourself to, like I said, especially if you had all the information, protect yourself. Document stuff, y'all. Have proof. If you have to expose them, make sure you have proof, because otherwise it's just your word against their word. You know, some people are going to believe you, some people are going to believe them. Like, y'all see on real life and TV all the time. It's like, we only know what's going on with what they show us on TV, not what's going on behind the scenes and things like that. You know what I mean? So when a narcissist knows you know, they typically see out. They typically seek out to protect themselves, to guard themselves, to do things like that. So they'll make sure, like I said, they have good reputations in public and things like that. They'll post themselves doing good deeds. And also, if you're their husband or wife, they'll post stuff with you to make it seem like y'all are just a happy-go-lucky family, the happiest family in the world. Like, y'all are family goals. Y'all are relationship goals. Y'all are, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend goals. You know, boyfriend-boyfriend, girlfriend-girlfriend goals. Whatever you do, do you. This channel is all-inclusive, so do you. But that's how it goes, though. So they'll make sure that their reputation is good. So you kind of have to do the same thing. But, you know, I said, you don't have to publicly make sure your reputation is good, because I know a lot of people don't care about your public reputation on social media and stuff like that, because y'all might not be on social media. But the narcissistic person does care, I promise you. So, you know, like I said, if y'all are not dating this person, right? So if this is your friend, so if relationships are going to be different when they know that you know, because it doesn't mean that they're going to leave you. You mean, sometimes they think if they think you know, if you know too much, sometimes they'll start switching up their personality. You mean, they'll start switching up their likes and dislikes. They'll start switching up their favorite food, their favorite music, their favorite, what they were, their style. They'll start switching it up on you because they feel like you know too much. And other times, like I said, if they feel like you know too much, they'll leave you. They'll discard you. You know what I mean? Or they'll do the reverse discard. They'll leave you and they'll discard you and they'll go find somebody else that could provide a clean slate to them, that where the other person doesn't know them. You know, this person doesn't know me, so I have a clean slate over here. They'll just leave you because the new person provides a clean slate and you know too much. You know what I mean? The threat of exposure is too high, blah, 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 you know. But so, like I said, sometimes they'll do the reverse discard. Well, they'll start treating you badly. They'll treat you bad, right? They'll treat you badly, and then and once they finish treating you badly, they'll treat you so badly that you leave them. You know what I mean? You leave them. They used to be my weapon of choice right there was the reverse discard, because I didn't have the courage to tell somebody I didn't want to be with them anymore. I just start treating them badly. Yeah, I know it sounds messed up, but that's how my mind worked. I'm tired of being with this person. So I just started to kind of, you know, the love bombing would stop and the devaluation stage would start, you know, because once a narcissist thinks you know who they really are, they'll start to, they could start to devalue you. You mean, they could start, the love bombing definitely probably will stop and they'll start to devalue you. Sometimes they will love bomb you. If they know that you know and they don't want to leave or whatever, they'll love bomb. They might start love bombing you. To get you off that point, to make you question, what do you really know about this person? To make you question who they really are and things like that. You know, they make you question stuff like that. But that's just how it goes, y'all. I'm just telling you, when a narcissist knows that you know, they'll start treating you differently. You'll see. Yeah, you can feel it. I don't know, y'all. I used to think this was just fake. Let me be hot with you. I used to think it was fake, like energy and stuff like energy readers and stuff like that, y'all. But like, you can feel it. Y'all know you can feel the energy. You can feel the energy shift in a relationship with a toxic person or a narcissist, or whatever, when you know who they really are. Because when you know who they really are, when that rage flashes for the first time, the silent treatment goes on for the first time, they cheated with them for the first time, they put their hands on you for the first time, whatever it is, the energy shifts in the relationship. You know what I mean? It does. It just shifts. You can feel it. You know that you can feel it. You know what I mean? So sometimes it gets kind of crazy, y'all, dealing with that type of person. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Y'all see, it's freezing. I got a jacket on in the car. Well, Lee, you got a blanket. Is that a blanket right there, Lee? It's like a blanket. You lied to us. You are living in the car. No, that is actually a Carhartt wool sweater for me to wear later on. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Hopefully, I'll be back in the studio tomorrow, but we'll see. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.